Blog Talk Radio.
We interrupt this program to bring you important news.
Shadow. Now, I appreciate smart. But you gotta know in this game, man, it ain't enough.
Now, I know y'all digging this, so just turn up your radio wherever you at. We about to bring it.
Let's say thanks a lot for joining me here on the Game Strong Sports Talk Show, another Monday night.
All right, everybody.
This jack of ball, man.
You want to play a game? Okay. How can I win?
Game Strong. We here, and we're here to go ahead and impact communities and impact lives. Guys, welcome back, everybody, to the Game Strong Sports Talk Show. It's me, your host, Big Trey.
See, that's the difference between us. You think we're fighting, and I think we're finally talking.
If you got questions or you just want to give me a shout out on some of love.
You want to play a game? Okay. I'm
giving you the latest in sports, the hottest sports people out there in your city, in your area, or local.
I'm too strong.
What?
I'm too strong.
How's everybody doing tonight? This is your boy, Trey Davis, here on the Game Strong Sports Talk Show. I hope everybody enjoyed their Memorial Weekend. And just to let y'all know, I'm the Spades champion. I have not lost a game yet. So, with that being said, I've got a special show for you. First and foremost, I got my man coming from New York, my man Earl Mills. How you doing, my man?
Going on, baby.
I'm doing good. Now, I know you're a big basketball fan, man. Who you got winning the series?
I got Miami in six.
Ah, okay. Now, why you got Miami in six?
I got Miami in six because LeBron he's just like right now. He's like the Jordan of our era. And the things that he could do and the way he could run the floor, play five different positions on the floor, Ray Allen, Chris Bosh, stretching the defense, Dwayne Wade always doing what he do, Shane Battier as a captain on defense. Spurs, shout out to the credit to the Spurs. They got hell of, like, good ball movement, but can't do nothing with LeBron. And I got them in six in Miami.
Wow, you got them six in Miami. Now, I understand you're a big-time LeBron fan. You're a hooper yourself, man. Why don't you go ahead and tell the Game Strong world a little bit about yourself?
Basically, I was born and raised in New York. I went to Far Rock High School. I'm from Queens, Far Rock away. Transferred from there to Andrew Jackson in Cambria Heights. From there, I went to JUCO for 2 years. Ended up going to Norfolk University, NAIA. Started playing in a couple of leagues, EBA, ABA, FBL, ABL, out there in Florida. Now I live in Miami. Right now I'm in New York for the summer, working out with my trainer. I just hired an agent. I'm looking to go to Korea or Europe, just waiting for the deal to go through this week. So that's how I'm looking right now.
No, definitely congratulations to you. Now, as far as your different experiences, man, talk about the different experiences that you had going from, you know, different programs and playing in different leagues. How did that help you, and how did that help mature you as a player?
My experiences, every different league is a different level. Some leagues was as guard, more guard-oriented. So I had to really learn how to be more versatile. So one of my past experiences is like, one league I'm playing center, another league I'm playing two, another league I'm playing more of a four, big man, and then just learn I just learned how to be more versatile in different leagues.
Now, with you talking about your versatility, besides your versatility, what other strong points that you could say you have in your game?
My defense, I thought I could play, I could defend a center or point guard. Rebounding abilities, my abilities to know where at I could attack on the floor, my passing abilities, and those are my strong suits. That's what I see, and that's my go-to on my game.
Now, this is probably a tough question because a lot of when you ask this particular question, what I'm getting ready to ask you, a lot of people will say, "Nah, this is not them," or they really don't see it. But I'm gonna ask you, you know, what is a weakness in your game?
Excuse me, say that again. You broke up.
What is a weakness in your game? What's something that you feel like, hey, I got to improve. If I improve on this aspect, I'll be a way better player.
I think I need to improve in my ball handling and my shooting.
You said improvement in your ball handling?
And my shooting ability.
Shooting. Okay. Now, that's what's up. A lot of people, you know, you ask that question to a lot of basketball players, they'll tell you, hey, look, I don't have a flaw. I don't have a weakness in my game. So I definitely commend you for being honest. Now, why is it very important to have stability in, you know, in a league or in a basketball court?
It's very important to have stability because you don't be wanting to bounce around to a team, to another team. Because if I'm a coach and that's what I want to do in the future, I'm looking at your rap sheet, your resume, and I see that you bounced around to different teams and the leagues you're in is not getting better. So I would understand if you're playing in the lower league and you're going to a higher league to play better competition. But if it's going down or you're staying in the same, I wouldn't understand that. It's just like you go for a job and I see that you had 3 jobs in your life. And you never, you've been at one job for 3 months, you've been at another job for 2 months, you've been at another job for years. Like, you need stability at where you be at. Because one thing you have to learn, a lot to do with basketball is being loyal to the team.
Definitely. Now, out of all the programs that you played in, how were you able to adjust your game in each and every league that you played in, and how did it help you get versatile?
I just adapt to my environment. I know it's going to be leagues where that's going to push me and say, all right, I need you. I need you to be captain. I need you to lead. I need you.
Now, my man Earl, my co-host is sitting here. She thinks she can hoop against everybody. You know, can't forget about her, the lovely Miss TK. Now, TK thinks she can beat you one-on-one, but before she challenges you, she wants to ask you a few questions herself.
Just because I can beat you one-on-one, that don't mean I can beat everybody. Let's get that clear. I can just beat you.
You can't beat me one-on-one.
I can't. Hi, Earl. How are you doing today?
What player do you model your game after and why?
Something happened with my man Earl. That's what happens when you're on Sprint. His call dropped.
Oh, he got scared. He thought I was going to challenge him, so he hung up.
Boy.
I do that. I put fear in people. I feel it. Don't worry, Earl. I wasn't going to challenge you. You can call back. You can talk to me.
Look.
Don't be scared.
In the meantime, until, you know, we get him again, the playoffs, it's crazy. Really crazy. I really did think that OKC was going to pull it off.
No, I knew that wasn't going to happen.
They had a chance of winning.
I knew that wasn't going to happen. Them Spurs are tough to beat. I've been saying that this whole time. They tough to beat.
But they really had.
Obviously they didn't because they lost.
But you know what? Because I'm a big.
Shit over there.
Okay, so you, what? You thought OKC was really going to beat the Spurs?
Well, look, I'm just saying. I'm a KD. I want KD to win.
I mean, I want him to win too, but they wasn't ready. They wasn't going to beat the Spurs.
All right. I think we got Earl back on the line. Hello, Earl?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. You know, TK said you got scared and something happened to your car, man. The smack talking has already begun.
The smack talking? Smack talking about what?
Oh, she says, you know, she could beat you one-on-one and this, that, and the other.
Listen, one thing she's certain, I don't lose. If I'm going to lose, I'm going to lose by a team one-on-one. It's not happening. By a girl. To double or negative.
Wow. Oh, them sound like fireworks right there. I'm about to come see you in the gym. Now.
Don't get me wrong. I don't know you. Oh, let me go outside.
Hey, wait. Earl, before you even get to it, she's a big-time Cleveland Cavaliers fan. So, I'm just saying, you know. You a Miami Heat fan, she's a Cavaliers fan, she heard that too, you was like the Heat. She was like, oh, you know what, oh, so LeBron gonna get another ring. I'm just saying, you know. Let me just add fuel to this fire. Let the feud build. You know, I'm gonna let her ask you the questions. But just keep that in mind. She's a Cavaliers fan. So don't get too upset.
He's such an instigator.
I don't know you, and I don't know your game, so I can't say that you're not good or something like that. But I know I can't lose. I'm not gonna lose to a girl. I got that much pride to lose to. I can't lose to a girl.
I feel it. That's what you're supposed to say. You know what I'm saying? If we ever get the chance to go one-on-one, I'll show you a little something.
Yeah, I'm competitive. As long as it's competitive. There's no losing for me. I'm only getting better.
I can dig it. I can respect that. Now, speaking of your game, what player do you model your game after and why?
I try to model my game after LeBron. So it's the things he could do, and it's like being able to play one out of five positions is like crazy. It's just something I always modeled my game after Kobe in the beginning, but I know my game wasn't like Kobe's. It couldn't be like Kobe's. I was playing center when I was in high school. So when I get to college, I'm 6'7", 210. It's just different. It's not like I can do that anymore. It's 7 footers now, so I have to switch. So as LeBron came in 2003, I was like, oh, this is a new kid. I'm going to just see what he got. And after he made it to the playoffs and made it to the championship 07, I was like, yeah, I'm about to mold my game like this.
That's a good reason. That's definitely not a bad person to model your game after at all. What advice can you give guys that are trying to take their game to the next level?
The advice is, put God first. That's the number one thing. You got to put God first. Without God, you can't do anything. Second, put your family first. Never put ball over those two. You have yourself in a situation like you would need one or the other or both maybe, and you'll find yourself lost. And a lot of people get high heads and expect, oh, I'm this, I could do that. You can't tell me nothing. But in reality, everybody doesn't matter. Even LeBron has to work on his game. Everybody has to work on their game. So my advice is stay focused. Don't hang with kids that's under the influence of doing any illegal activities. Don't put yourself in those situations. carry a basketball wherever you go. I have a basketball in my book bag right now. Carry a basketball wherever you go. And just be humble. If you get a higher level, just be humble. Never take your position for granted. And just keep at it. I never stop. And you just can't stop, man.
That was very good advice, and I wish you the best of luck in all your endeavors. You seem like you're very competitive, and you got your head on straight, and you're focused, and I hope everything works out for you, for real.
I pray that it do, man.
And, definitely that, what you just said, most importantly, keeping God first. A lot of people need to understand that, without him, your ability to do anything is nothing. So I definitely commend you on saying that. A lot of athletes are scared to say it, but, you putting out there in the forefront, speaks high volumes for you as a, player and as a person as well. And, when you play TK one-on-one, she's going to need all the help she can get to score one point. I'm just letting you know, Earl.
See, I'm not the greatest player. I have flaws. I have another thing I have to work on is being more consistent with my shooting and my free throws. But I'm not losing to no girl. I didn't come across my sister is 6'4". She plays basketball, and it's like I can't. I'm sorry. Nothing against girls. WNBA. College, I have nothing against that. But I never heard a guy losing to a girl that plays like that.
That's true. He loses me all the time.
Excuse me?
Okay. Look.
Ashtray, he know what it's like to lose to a girl.
First and foremost, and Earl, let me set the record straight. She shot the ball 2 feet from the basket. And I shot it from the other end of the court.
Point to point.
And she only won by 1 point.
By one.
And I shot it left-handed. I'm a right-handed person, so I'm throwing the ball from the other side of the court left-handed. And the score was 2-3.
Loss is loss to me, man. I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
I feel you. If it helps her get her Twitter followers up, things of that sort and that nature, hey, I'm all for it.
He's such a hater.
Last thing you need is people. I understand people follow you because you're like, people like to see, certain people like to see other people do better and to see the progress. That's how a lot of people follow people on Twitter. But I don't care if I get followers or not, because I'm going to still do what I do at the end of the day. Only thing I'm trying to do is get better. And I have, like, a tunnel at the end of the tunnel is a light, and I'm just trying to get to the light right now. So you're going to follow me, you're not going to follow me, I don't care. I'm not concerned with the media and Instagram and Twitter and all this. I'm focused right now.
Well, with that being said, and, you being a competitive person, what is a major factor that motivates you to play basketball?
The major factor is my family. It's like they pushing me, and I made a lot of stupid mistakes within changing from different schools at the time that I feel that they were still there for me even though when I made the wrong decisions. And the friends that I have that's pushing me, my family, little kids in the park, people that I don't know are telling me, keep it up. They see me in the neighborhood. I grew up as I was short when I was young, and I got tall, and they see me around. So, like, I hope you make it. I hope you're still playing ball. It's just a grind. It's just a grind. Being a New York athlete, I grind, and I'm mentally different. Like, when you're coming from New York, the first thing you learn is to dribble. Everybody knows New York dribble. Either you're getting crossed or you getting dropped, your ankles, anything involved in that, that's the first thing we learn. Then the next thing we learn is to shoot. And as I learn at different levels and different schools, I have to switch my game up to adapt to the situation. If I'm going against a defender that's play as good as defense as me or maybe better, maybe I have to pass the ball. Sometimes it's just different, like. And my motivation is just God and putting God first, my family first. And I never told nobody when I was younger, like, I almost drowned. And the reason why I'm alive today is because of basketball. I had a basketball in my book bag when I was 5 years old. And it was like, ever since then, it was like, I think God is meant for me to play basketball. He saved me for that reason. So I would say, hopefully God is my motivation. My family is my motivation.
Wow, man, that's definitely a wonderful story. Last but not least, what lessons are you learning as you're playing pro ball?
Excuse me, say that again?
What lessons are you learning as you are playing pro ball?
Lessons. You go to different levels and teams, there's going to be players that's going to go for theirs. So there's going to be times when you're wide open and they'd rather take a bad shot than pass you the ball because everybody's trying to go for theirs. And I've always been a team player. Like, I'd rather pass up a good shot for a perfect shot. It's just scoring ain't. Basketball is mostly the object of basketball is scoring more than the other team at the end of the game, but I still see it as you just because you don't score, you could do unlimited other things you could do, block, charge, foul. Even if I got to go in there, give up 6 fouls, I'm willing to do it. It's like I've always been a team player, and I always listen to coaches, and whatever I needed to do, I did. It was times that I didn't score. It was times I scored 30, 40. It was times I scored 5, 10. It was times that my object of being on this team wasn't to score. It was to rebound. It was to block shots. It was to take. It was to foul people. It was just that's how it was. So as all that progressed, after all the levels I played in different schools, I played to one. And now I could just do everything now.
Wow. Well, definitely, my man, I commend you for, you know, always being on that grind and staying on it, man. Definitely you're going to take your game to a higher level, and I appreciate the fact that you coming here on the Game Strong Sports Talk Show and letting the whole world know how you do your thing on and off the court. Tell everybody where they can catch you at, you know, What teams you on, where they can check you out at?
Right now, I'm currently not on a team. I just got released from one of my teams, so I just signed an agent. I'm waiting to hear from an email and a call from my agent now to play ball in Korea, in the KBL League and Korea Basketball League. And also I'm looking forward to another opportunity out there in Europe and Belgium. So I'm just waiting for a call now. The team that I recently just got released from that I was playing with is it's called Palm Beach Knights, and it's in the NBA league. And I also play for the ABL and American Basketball League, Palm Beach Piranhas. So right now you can catch me in New York City, the Mega Basketball, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Long Island. You can catch me in those tournaments.
Well, definitely, man. I'll be up there this summer. I'll definitely catch you. And TK with her Cleveland Cavaliers attire on, she'll probably catch you too on that one-on-one.
I got you.
And thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Earl, for coming through. Now, we're going to go ahead to this musical break, and once we come back, I got one of the biggest NBA agencies, sports agencies coming through, Daniel Hazan from Hazan Sports Management, and we're going to talk to him, and we're going to see how his life is as a sports agent after this musical interlude.
Ripping up the floor and the doors until they get up and kick it down doors. Then I figure I could get bigger. Put some fear in the eye and they wish the fence was pressurized. They don't really want it to be another race or attack in disguise. So give some money back. I like Nike, but wait a minute. The neighborhood supports, so put some money in it. A corporation zone, they gotta give up the dough to my town or else we gotta shut them down.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Game Strong Sports Talk Show. This is your host, Trey D. And before I forget, Cleveland Cavalier, biggest fan, we got TK in the building. You don't want to represent the Cavaliers now? Oh, okay. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Look, I'm just saying. There's nothing wrong with being a Cleveland Cavaliers fan. Y'all just might pick Andrew Wiggins, another bust. Well, before I do anything else, hey, I got to thank the Shadow Worlds Network, man, for providing this opportunity. Because if it wasn't for them, hey, definitely we would not have this platform for your voices to be heard. With that being said, the Every Woman Talk Show, check them out every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And also, you check out the Man Up Talk Show every Friday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Definitely great shows that's here on the network. Check them out. And, of course, while you're checking them out, you can check me out every Monday night from 8 to 9. Doing our thing, man. And, you know, TK, I'm glad you're here for another week.
Thank you for having me.
Now, without any further ado, we got Daniel Hazan from Hazan Sports Management here in the building. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm good. How are you? I'm good.
Doing good. Now, I asked you this question before, and I said I was going to ask you this question here on the show. Who do you have winning the NBA Finals?
I have the San Antonio Spurs.
Now, everybody is just, you know, in case you're cleaning out your ears, yes, he said the Spurs are going to win. Why do you got the Spurs winning, Daniel?
I mean, I think on the defensive end, they have, you know, the best guards defending LeBron and Kawhi Leonard. And I think, you know, their pick and roll, you know, the Parker Duncan pick and roll is just going to be unstoppable. You know, if they help out on the pick and roll, you know, Tony's just going to kick it out to Danny Green and Ginobili. If not, you know, it's an easy 16-footer for Tony. And we all know how good of a shooter he is from mid-range. So I don't really see this series to be too much of a problem for Miami. I mean, for San Antonio, and they should win this in six.
Wow. So this is not even going seven games. This is going six.
Yeah.
Well, now, I'm going to tell you know, TK, she's a Cavaliers fan, and she's smiling from ear to ear because you said Miami is not only going to lose, but they're going to lose in six. So, you know, you got a partner in crime with this decision.
Because we know what we're talking about.
So you got Miami losing in six.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, now, if Spurs actually win, you know everybody's coming after y'all too, right?
No matter. We're going to be right. So it don't even matter.
Okay. All right, Daniel. why don't you go ahead and tell the Game Strong world about yourself, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm 22 years old. I started my agency after a year and a half being in school. I was in my dorm room. I came up with this interesting way of doing advertising, and ended up raising $5 million to get my company started. After I got that started, you know, we built it up, you know, from my dorm room to, you know, an office building, an Empire State Building in New York. I ended up getting bought out. And, you know, in the business over here, in the sports world, you know, you need to have a lot of financial stability to really make a, you know, to make a, you know, a big splash. So, well, you know, once I was financially stable, you know, decided to open up this agency. And I got my certification from the NBA Player Association. And, you know, joined up with my partner, Josh Wild. And my closest friend growing up, Andrew Honig. And, you know, we started getting it going. We started sending out 15 players within a six-month period to play overseas in the Middle East, in Asia, in Europe. And we had them as well in the D-League. And, you know, from there we really realized that, you know, we have the ability to really, you know, represent bigger clients, you know, NBA clients. And we signed Nikhil Carr, who played in the D-League with the Delaware 87ers. And today we actually just signed another player, Elijah Millsap. He had a stint with the Thunder and the Lakers. So, you know, ever since then, it's been a great success. We also started shifting our focus to doing marketing for a lot of players, current players and former players. And we have a lot of experience in the advertising and marketing world, so... You know, we signed guys like Bill Cartwright, Maurice Evans to marketing deals, and we help them build their brand. You know, it's very important that, you know, players focus on their, you know, their exit plan. You know, they only play for 5 years or so. So, you know, it's very important that, you know, they're able to create an exit plan while playing. So when their career is over, you know, they can still support their family at a high level.
Wow, that is definitely amazing. You know, in case people didn't know, Bill Cartwright, one of the centers that won championships with Michael Jordan himself, and Akil Carr is probably one of the hottest basketball players out there, a high school sensation, and definitely decided to forfeit college to play to go overseas and play in the NBA DL. And definitely, if everything pans out as things have been said it will, he will probably be drafted this year. And with that, how were you able to attract guys like Akil Carr and Bill Cartwright and other former players to be a part of your management group?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think what really separates us from anyone else is our age. You know, at the age of 22, and my partner's being 20 and 21, you know, we're able to relate to a lot of the players. You know, we understand what they want. We understand, you know, what interests them. And, you know, it's not a yes sir relationship. It's a friendship. You know, we help them, they help us. So, you know, that really attracts a lot of guys, you know, because they feel comfortable with their agent. I think that's the most important thing, you know, that we feel that we have a close-knit relationship, you know, and our friends all, you know, outside of business, but, you know, when we're talking business, you know, all that is put to rest. So, you know, I think that's really been the reason why we've been able to, you know, attract clients, you know, within a 10-month period.
Wow. Now, what advice can you give athletes that's looking for an agency to represent them?
I mean, you know, listen, like, I think the most important thing is that you find an agency that's going to give you the most attention. Mm-hmm. You know, very often we find players that always looking for the agency that represents the biggest clients. You know, the agency that's going to give you the most money, the agency that's going to give you all the perks. You know, that's really, you know, not the best decision because, you know, these agencies have guys who are making $17, $20 million, $30 million a year, You know, and it's only natural that you're going to fall to, you know, the bottom of the pit, because, you know, most clients are making that amount of money. So, you know, it's only natural they don't get that attention, and that's what we've been telling, you know, the guys. You know, we're new, and we're young, and we're driven, and we have a lot of energy, and we're yet to succeed in this business. So, you know you'll get the most, you know, all the attention to you, because we don't have, you know, the top clients yet. And, you know, to me, another important thing is you got to make sure you have that trust factor. You know, a lot of guys tell me they don't even meet their agents. You know, how can you not meet your agent? You're putting your entire career, future, and success into a person's hand you never even met him. So I think it's very important that you have that, you know, trust, relationship. They're able to talk to him and really trust that he's going to, you know, provide at the highest level for you.
Yeah, and that is definitely wonderful. Now, describe a normal work day for you.
You know, I think we don't really have a normal work day. you know, our work day is pretty much 24/7. You know, all my partners, you know, we all have, you know, girlfriends and all that, and I don't think you guys want to ask our girlfriends, you know, how you know, what they think about us, because, you know, we don't even have any time, you know, to really, you know, give too much attention to anything but the business. You know, we're pretty much around the clock, you know, during the day. We're, you know, calling NBA teams and you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, we're talking to overseas teams. So, you know, it's a hectic day. You know, there's no days off. But, you know, it's great. You know, we're energetic. We love it. This is our passion. You know, no better thing to work, you know, in the basketball world. And, you know, listen, you know, it's part of the grind. You know, if you want to succeed, this is what we have to do right now. We know it's very temporary, but you know, it's just around the clock, nonstop. But it's been quite the ride so far.
And you know, the hard work that you're putting in now definitely will pay off in the end. By far, I definitely agree with you. Now, name some of the qualities you look for when you're deciding to represent an athlete.
Well, you know, there are many things that we look into, you know, with a client. But for me, the most important thing is you really need to have respect. There's so many players that call us. They have a great resume, great highlights. You know, they have everything going their way, but you know, they're so stuck up and they have, you know, so much attitude that it's just quite, you know, really hard to deal with them. You know, I think you know, the most important thing is that we find, you know, we look for is a hard worker, someone who's respectful, and, you know, someone who's looking to, you know, get better. You know, guys who think they already made it, not someone we're really interested in. You know, guys who, you know, have bad attitude on the floor, or they come on the floor wearing their studs, or they come on the floor and you know, with that little, you know, walk, shrug, you know, slapping the ball after, you know, a bad play, or, you know, complain to the referees, and no one we're really interested in. So it's really, you know, someone's personality, the way they conduct themselves on and off the floor. You know, those are really the things that go a long way.
You had mentioned NBA Players Association. Can you explain to people who don't know what that means and how being certified to them benefits your clients?
Yeah, so, I mean, in order to represent a client, you need to be NBA certified. It was, you know, really tough to become certified. You know, you need to have a lot of credentials. At the time when I applied to get my certification, I didn't even finish 4 years of college. There's only one person who's certified right now that didn't finish 4 years of college, and that's Jay-Z. At the time as well, you know, I didn't have any, you know, law background or, you know, contract negotiation experience, except for the fact that, you know, I did a lot of contract negotiations when I started my other company called Java Ads, you know, getting my investors and things of that nature. So I think what really carried a long way was the fact that, you know, I had a lot of experience with Java Ads in the past, and, you know, and really being in the workforce. at such a young age. But, you know, most agents right now are actually, you know, have their law degrees. And I'm actually starting law school in August. So, you know, it's really hard. The benefits of it, there aren't really too many benefits of, you know, to being an NBA agent other than the fact that, you know, you can represent NBA players. You don't get, you know, any extra perks or anything of that nature. You know, you still have to, you know, build that roller deck, you know, build those relationships within the league. So, you know, it's nice, though.
Okay, and as an agent, how do you determine the best career situations for your client?
Well, here's one thing for me that really, I'll tell you right now, really separates me from a lot of agencies. You know, I don't really, you know, same thing with my partners. We don't support ourselves off this business. You know, we've all been successful in our own right, you know, starting our own businesses. And, you know, for us, it's not about making the quick dollar. Most agents, they look at the short term. How can I get the quick contract? How can I make the quick buck? You know, with us, you know, it's really determined by, you know, obviously the players because, you know, 90% of all players 4 years after their career is over, you know, go broke. And you have to test that stat to the agent. You know, someone's clearly not doing the right thing. And, you know, the reason is because agents are focused on making a quick dollar. So with us, it's really, you know, we're looking at a person's career, not at the average lifespan of a basketball player of 5 years. We're looking at their career as 30 years, 40 years, like all of us. Because, you know, if I put this into perspective, you know, players, let's say the average salary is $2 million, and the average lifespan of a basketball player is 5 years. That's $10 million. If you take the average salary of one of us and you multiply that by an average, you know, lifespan working, it's like 30, 40 years, it comes out to the same amount of money. You know, the only thing is that one guy gets it, you know, in one big lump sum. The other one gets it over the course of 30 years. So the basketball player is challenged to have to, you know, budget himself for 30 years. So, you know, people think that players are, you know, making so much money and everything like that. It's really not the case. So we've been able to really focus on and look at a player as a 30-year, you know, job and focus on what we're going to do off the floor, what we're going to do with his money, where we're going to put it towards, are we going to save it, how much money we're going to get to the family, how much money we're going to allow him to spend on, you know, on going out, investments, et cetera. So, you know, but every person is a different case. And, you know, it's based off how much you're making, how long, you know, you're expected to play and things of that nature. So everyone's different, a different case, but we look at each player as, you know, a career from the age of 20 to 70.
Now, Mr. Hazan, I wanted to ask, how are you able to explain, well, better yet, financially break down those situations to players who have a tendency to have that lavish lifestyle, to go out there and spend their money recklessly? How do you, you know, financially break it down, like, hey, this is the do's, this is the don'ts, you might want to invest in this, don't buy that. How are you able to do that?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You know, I'll give you one case right now, okay? I have one player wants to buy a Bentley. I told him, I'm like, with us, you know, we have this Jewish mentality, you know, always trying to save the extra buck. You know, why do you have to go and buy, you know, a Bentley right now? Let me show you how to do it. And very simply, we call the dealership. We say, listen, if you guys want my athlete driving the Bentley, you're going to have to give it in for free. He's going to put 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pictures on Instagram and all these things, you know, helping and building your brand. Why should he have to pay for it? I want him to get the call for free. So the players are, they're not knowledgeable in the sense as to how to get this, how to get that. Instead of going and buying suits for your games, you go spending $1,000, $2,000 on a suit, you should be getting endorsed. So, well, that's one thing that we really take that approach. You know, if you're going to go out to a club and spend, you know, $15,000, $20,000, no, the club should be paying for you to be there. You know how much money the club makes off you sitting at that club drinking? So that's what we really do with a lot of our players, to try to save a lot of costs and, you know, to let them enjoy the lifestyle that they want to, but, you know, not have to pay for everything.
Wow. You know what? And actually, to tell the truth, for you athletes out there that are listening to this, save your money, because your money can go – it's hard for you to make it, but it's a lot harder for you to keep it. You know, for those guys that are retired and don't have that much money in their savings, like, how do you help them rebuild it, get them back on track financially?
Most important thing, you know, I made so much money, you know, just off of social media and building my relationships in the social media world. So we start with that, building a brand, building a logo, putting a site together, and we start asking what their interests are. You know, are you interested in being a rapper? You want to start your own clothing line? You know, what do you want to do? You know, do you want to start your own AU program? And from there, we start, you know, budgeting out a little plan. You know, do you want to be a speaker? Do you want to be a motivational speaker? You know, some people have such great stories. You know, like Maurice Evans, you know, he has such a great story, you know, getting undrafted, having to play overseas, coming back, becoming religious, and all these things. Such a great story, you should be able to share with a lot of people. You know, be a keynote speaker at events. You know, guys like Bill Cartwright, you know, so much experience coaching and being around Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson. You know, why not share that experience with other, you know, running basketball camps or things of that nature. So, you know, each person with his own plan. But our most important thing is, let me tell everyone, you should never be signing checks. You know, your celebrity status and your fame is enough that you don't even have to add a check to it. Now, a lot of guys are so quick, you know, to writing out checks, $500,000, $1 million. Like, what are you doing? You know, it's not necessary. So, you know, we try to instill that into our guys, and, you know, it's been quite the success so far.
Wow. Now, then this is the toughest question. You know, with you and your guys, being young as you are, how is the competition as far as, you know, other agencies getting an agent, you know, do guys look at your age and they frown upon that? How do you get around that and still be able to get a client to sign with your management group?
Well, I mean, you know, our slogan is we're the next generation. You know, I think this business is going to start getting younger and younger. And, you know, it comes down to this, you know. I haven't been successful in this business. I haven't. I'm yet to break in, and I'm yet to be at the top. Everyone else, you know, all these big agents, they've been very successful. They've had 50, 60 NBA players. I haven't. So my task is much tougher, but my drive is 150 more, you know, 150 times, you know, greater than everyone else, because what do they care about one guy? They've had 60 guys, you know, in the league. They've had 60 guys wear NBA uniforms. I haven't. So, you know, the amount of time and effort that we're going to put in is going to be far greater because, you know, we're yet to achieve that. And it's much easier to work with a guy, to work together, when you have one client that hasn't been successful and another person that hasn't been successful either. So, you know, we're both working towards the same goal. And that's really, you know, the most important thing is that, you know, you're able to work to the same goal, you're working together, and it's easier to achieve success like that.
Wow. Now, you guys signed the Kill Car. Briefly, can you let people know about Kill Car and what's his plans for his future?
Yeah, I mean, Akil is 5'7", player, bypassed college, you know, last year to go play in the D-League with the Delaware 87ers. And he's been training rigorously for the draft right now. It's coming up in June, towards the end of June. And, you know, we have a couple of workouts scheduled. And, you know, we're hoping for the best. You know, we're hoping that you know, he gets as many looks as possible. And hopefully he gets, you know, he gets drafted and gets signed with the team. So very excited, very energetic player, great player to watch, very athletic. So we're just hoping for the best.
Yeah, and definitely a kill card for people who have been living under the rock. Kill card is a great basketball player at 5'7". They call him the Crime Stopper in his area. And Maryland definitely packs out any gym he goes to. Great talent, and not only that, he is a wonderful person off the court. You guys, by you guys signing him, things of that sort and that nature, wish you nothing but the best of luck. With not only your management group, but with him as well. For people that are interested in knowing more details about your management group or other athletes that, you know, looking for an agent to represent them, is there a way that you can be contacted, like email, Facebook, things of that sort and that nature?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, the best way to contact us is through email. The email address is Josh, J-O-S-H, at Hazan, H-A-Z-A-N, sports, M-G-M-T, short for management, .com.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Daniel, for coming through Game Strong Sports Talk Show. Best of blessings to you, all your clients and all your agents, and this is the end. My co-host wanted me to ask you, can you sign her to a contract? Can you get her on the team?
She can send her resume and highlights to us, and we can see if we might be interested.
She wants to play for the Cavaliers, and I know they'll take anybody.
Cavaliers, we'll see what happens after the number one pick. You know, if they're not satisfied with them, maybe she'll have a shot.
You know what, Daniel, I want you to keep your job. So I want you to keep your job. So I'm not going to even, you know, let y'all speak or anything. You want to put your bid in right now? You've been itching to say something.
Don't pay him no mind. Thank you for coming on the show. You sound like you really got things together. It's very exciting to see young people doing good things and positive things. You're a good role model. You're letting kids know that no matter your age, think big, don't think small. You can do anything. So congratulations to you and your company. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing your story and your success.
I really appreciate that. And again, you know, thank you for having us, you know, on the show. You know, any kind of PR, you know, is always a positive vibe for us. And, you know, we hope to be on the show, you know, soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'd love to have you back. And, you know. So, TK, you really thought you can get a contract with the Cavaliers? I know they need everybody.
I'm not paying you no money.
I'm just saying, they need everybody. So they're willing to sign anybody.
That's
you
true,
feel some
I mean.
Type of way. I definitely understand
I'm
it.
I'm giving you the evil eye.
Look. The best part of the show. Follow me on Twitter, GameStrong3D, once again, for you people that can't spell. GameStrong, the number 3D. Follow me on Twitter. Hey, I follow everybody, sports groups, forums. I talk, see what my opinion's about. Definitely, I follow everybody. I always show love, not only on Twitter, but I show love on the show. You got any closing remarks, TK?
I just want to thank Daniel again and our other guest, Earl, both for coming and sharing the stories, and I wish them both the best of luck. Thank you, Game Strong and Shadow World, for having me on tonight.
Thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy the rest of your night.
No problem. And you want to say anything to the Cleveland Cavaliers?
You guys are not making another mistake.
Look, I'm just saying. Try out. What's the worst that can happen? You sit the bench?
Good night, everybody.
Till next week, I'll be back on Monday night. Check out the other shows on the network. Hey, I love y'all. Be blessed.
That's all she says, Monday.
Wait 15 seconds, okay. We can't spell you with the name insurance.